This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a golf fan, you know Rory McIlroy won the PGA Championship last weekend. If you're not a golf fan, well, Rory McIlroy won the last major tournament of the year last weekend. But there is another golf get-together that starts today in Oceanport, New Jersey that might be of interest to you. I am speaking here about the U.S. Open Miniature Golf Tournament. Yes, putt-putt. There is, in fact, a miniature golf circuit on which people do play professionally. And I know what you're thinking here. Really, Kai, you can make a living playing miniature golf? Here's Marketplace's Queen of Kim.
Before you dust off your putter, I'll answer Kai's question right away. No, you cannot make a living playing miniature golf. But that doesn't mean the miniature golfers aren't taking the U.S. Open really seriously. Carol Newman works for Bluegrass Mini Golf in New Jersey, which is hosting the competition. It starts today, but she says golfers have been arriving for the past week.
They'll come at 7 o'clock in the morning and practice till 6 o'clock at night. They have a notebook.
And like professional PGA golfers, they use those notebooks to map out the course. The U.S. Pro Mini Golf Association runs the competition, and about 50 golfers are competing this year. The winner can make up to $3,500. Rick Robichek is with the Pro Putters Association, which also puts on miniature golf tournaments around the country. He calls himself a professional member. And so I asked him, does that mean he makes a living doing this?
No, not at all. That actually was a dream back in the 60s and 70s.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Robichek says back then, the putt-putt chain of miniature golf courses, which is still around today, put on tournaments as a way to market itself. Those competitions would draw hundreds of people who made real money.
Some players earned like $3,000, $4,000 in a single season.
That's about $30,000 in today's money. Robichek doesn't see those glory days coming back, but he says in the decade he's been playing in tournaments, he's won a total of about $50,000. Not bad for a hobby. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.